Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Believe Podcast Network presents the FCS Football Podcast with Joe DeLeon.
Well, let's get fat.
And Sean Anderson.
I am a soothsayer. Welcome back to the Believe in FCS Football Podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. Today, we've got some interesting news surrounding another NFL legend coming to the FCS ranks. And also, we're going to discuss the teams that are in a battle to clinch their division and an automatic qualifier to this spring's playoff. Before we get to that, though, folks, I am Joe DeLeon, joined by Sean Anderson. We are two former college football players from the University of Rhode Island. Before we get into our show, though, Sean, I believe you have a message for our listeners from BetOnline.
Yeah, Joe, I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
I don't care how you're doing.
But I know...
just do the read.
I know you just are just, you know, you're a robot and you want me to do the read like a robot. And you just want this show to go 1A, 1B, 1C.
Yes.
2A, 2B, 2C.
That's what I want.
It's not how I operate.
Too bad.
I like it when you're with me in person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's because you're more scared in person because you can see me.
I don't know about that.
Whatever. BetOnline.ag. If you're someone like me whose every single betting instinct is wrong and every bet that you put down is wrong, but you like having action on the games that you watch because it's fun. And you like having fun instead of just sitting in your apartment by yourself, racking up parking tickets next to a superior car than yours.
Stop
then
it.
You
Oh, God.
NBA playoffs are coming up. NHL playoffs are coming up. MLB is in full swing. My friends told me to take the Braves yesterday, or take the Phillies. I took the Braves. I'm a dummy, but I like having action on the games. It's fun. Do it at betonline.ag. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Well, that took way longer than I think it was supposed to, but thank you, Sean, for that.
It's my fault.
It kind of is. Mostly is your fault. So,
100%.
Sean, we've got our first headline here, which I think is a really fun one. We're getting more news of yet another big name heading to the FCS ranks, heading to coach at an HBCU program. Eddie George, former Tennessee Titans running back. I believe he was also a Heisman Trophy winner when he was at Ohio State.
Yes.
And I thought I was mixing up with Archie Griffin, but yes, he was a Heisman Trophy winner. Fantastic career in the NFL, mostly with the Tennessee Titans. He is now returning to Tennessee to be the next head coach at Tennessee State for the Tigers. He's going to be replacing Coach Ron Reed, who's been there for a very long time. But Sean, this is already very exciting. We're seeing yet another coaching decision to hire a big name former NFL player. Now, Eddie George is obviously a big name. I don't think he necessarily has the same appeal that a Deion Sanders would have in recruiting, but it's still nonetheless a big, big deal that they're getting him.
It does. Yeah. It's, you have to really appreciate, and this is only the second coach that we've seen come in to really try to impact the FCS and do good by these FCS players. But when I saw this, I said, wow, Deion Sanders might have really just started something massive with the FCS and him going to Jackson State. Now Eddie George going to Tennessee State. Bring me more NFL players that coach at the FCS level. Your teams will be better. Your players will be stronger and more knowledgeable on the game. We need this. Everybody need this. It's great optics for the FCS also. Mm-hmm. As good as the teams are going to be and as much as the players are going to learn, the optics of having legends of the NFL representing the FCS, it's invaluable to the entire product. You cannot – it's just – it makes a massive, massive impact.
Yeah, and especially for these HBCU programs too, they're just going to grow and continue to get better because they can now out-recruit not only some small FBS programs, but they can out-recruit some of the better FCS programs. We saw the immediate impact that Deion Sanders had being able to get some really big-name transfer recruits out of junior colleges, was able to also get a number of four-star and high-priority three-star recruits that typically weren't going to Jackson State. And I don't think that we can say with such certainty that Eddie George is going to have that same level of impact in recruiting just because Deion Sanders is such an eccentric personality to the point where, like, and we said this before, if Deion Sanders came to my high school and sat down in my high school coach's office and said he wants me to come play for him, I wouldn't think twice just because of interacting with him and his personality and who he is and the whole persona that goes behind being connected with Deion Sanders. But still, having an NFL great like Eddie George is going to be impactful. It's going to mean a lot for recruiting. And they might not be able to get four stars right away, but they probably will kill it and get a lot of really talented three-star recruits.
Dude, I want it all. I want all of them. I want Joe Thomas coaching Eastern Washington. I want Jonathan Ogden coaching Sam Houston State, whatever. All of these programs, give me all, as many legends as you could rack up. I need it. I need it all.
Yeah, hopefully we can get... we can get some more of that. Well, again, exciting nonetheless as we're continuing to see some more growth and development for the FCS. I saw some idiot on Twitter, Sean. Quick side tangent. Ryan Roberts, he's not the idiot. Ryan Roberts tweeted one of the things that we commonly tweet along the lines of a reminder that Division II is not FCS is not Division II. There's a clear distinction between the two. And some idiot in the comments just started going back and forth with him about how FCS is closer to Division II than it is to FBS football, which is just a damn lie. That's not even close. There's so many FBS recruits that play FCS football. You can't say the same for Division II.
People are they're just dumb. What's Jesse Fritch's deal? I see that he's back on Twitter after saying he was gone for Twitter forever after building up his database.
I don't know.
That dude's an enigma. Make a decision.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while since the brief stint that we both had at NFL yesterday. Draft Bible. Oh, he did? What'd you tweet?
Yeah. Just trashing Pro Football Focus.
Oh, what else is new?
Well, I mean, they're doing the bit now that everyone else is doing. Who's the most, it was literally, who's the most, the biggest NFL draft bust in the last 10 years? I'm like, hey, you guys are the analytics group.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to tell us that?
Who's? That's exactly what I tweeted. I'm like, you're the analytics group. You tell us the answer. An analytics company should not be asking what... Can you imagine a science firm or department just polling the entire school? Hey guys, you know what what chemicals should we use in this compound? What? No, you know that,
right?
You're the scientists,
right?
You do this. You do not ask comm majors how to make a hydrogen bomb or whatever the hell.
Not to go too much on a
college is very, very shallow.
Not to go too much on a tangent, but PFF has easily the worst social media group ever because they do that crap.
They try so hard.
They try too hard. They post really insensitive memes that just don't make sense or are terrible or poorly edited. Or the other thing that they constantly do is they just comment PFF grades for players on anything news related, like the Melvin Gordon DUI thing. Oh, Melvin Gordon's top 10 in first down rushing attempts. Like you can't do that. We don't need to go into it too much, but Sean,
they're terrible.
Yeah, absolutely terrible. I'm glad that I don't work in social media. Sean, let's talk about the teams that have clinched because we're already at a point here where after last week's week 9 action of FCS football, we have a bunch of teams that have officially clinched their conferences. For example, Weber State has earned their automatic qualifier. Monmouth has earned their automatic qualifier. Jacksonville State has done so as well. We're getting really close to these things narrowing down, and I think that it would be interesting for us to discuss some of these programs that are in a race and who we think is going to come out of it. So, Sean, the first one that we have here is the CAA. Delaware, JMU, and Richmond are currently the remaining teams in contention, and it should be decided this weekend. So who do you think is going to come out?
We obviously have JMU, who is the one seed that's going to be coming out. They are going to be fine. I know they're playing Richmond. They're going to beat Richmond. But all three of these teams I can see making a bid. They all are going to be – I mean, Richmond's outperformed expectations this year, and Delaware has looked very, very good with a solid run game. I can see all three teams going. JMU definitely, though, is the number one seed. No question will be getting that automatic qualifier this week.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with JMU, but if I – out of these three, if I were to pick a dark horse, it would probably be Delaware. I think that Richmond is here more because of circumstance. They've only played three games. I don't think that they have the firepower of either of these two programs. I think that they would need to benefit from something crazy happening for them to slide in there. I think it's probably going to be JMU out of the three. So right after them is the Missouri Valley Football Conference, as the teams currently vying for it are North Dakota State, North Dakota, and South Dakota State. I believe North Dakota State and South Dakota State are playing. Yes, they are. They're playing this weekend. So that is going to answer one of our questions here. And I believe also North Dakota State has the tiebreaker over North Dakota. So, Sean, who do you think here is going to come out?
I'm a broken record. We're a broken record.
Yeah.
You don't bet against North Dakota State. You don't pick against them. You just don't. And if we do, then if we start doing that, we will just become the hot take crew. That's what we'll do. And that's what we'll sell ourselves on, and we'll scream and we'll yell and we'll have a bunch of sound effects, and that's how it's going to be. But I don't think we're that. We are definitely on the goofy end of the spectrum, but we're not going to be that hot take and say North Dakota State's not going to be coming out. They are in North Dakota State.
Yeah, I'm sticking with North Dakota State. North Dakota State here, I think that they've regained their footing a little bit despite that early loss to Southern Illinois. That was more of a fluke rather than an indication that they are not going to be competitive this year. I think just based on how things line up schedule-wise, they're probably going to beat South Dakota State. So let's go Bison for the Missouri Valley Football Conference. Patriot League has Bucknell and Holy Cross. They are going to be meeting for a conference championship game is how they've decided to do it. So who do you think is going to come out here?
Well, I had a sixth grade teacher that went to Bucknell, and he would never shut up about Bucknell, and I'm going to go with Holy Cross then. And pick against my entire – I'm just being biased. Holy Cross. And, you know, I'm such a jinx. I should pick Bucknell. I should. Because then they would lose. It's been all year, Joe, right?
Yeah.
It's been every single time. I'm a jinx.
Yeah, you're the worst jinx. The worst possible jinx. And we're going to touch on that in a little bit.
Holy Cross.
Yeah.
Holy Cross comes
out. I'm also picking Holy Cross, too, despite losing their offensive coordinator from last year to the University of Rhode Island. I still do believe that Holy Cross has some pretty good offensive firepower, and they've looked pretty good so far this year, so I'm going to stick with them. Got a little more faith in them over Bucknell. Pioneer League has Davidson and San Diego as the remaining teams. So who do you think here? Yeah, I'm going to do it every time.
Do you ever get tired of being a hack?
No. I also don't get tired of being self-deprecating and continuously making myself miserable. So, no, I'm not tired of it, Sean.
I'll take San Diego.
I'm gonna ride Davidson for this one. I think that Davidson is going to end up winning the Pioneer League. Somebody new, a new face for once. Lastly, Southern, VMI, and Mercer.
I know Mercer's been on one this season. But VMI is just as disciplined a football team as it gets. And they have been in the top 15, I think, all season, and they have not wavered out of it. VMI, They have been very, very impressive. I am taking them.
Yeah, talk about explosive. I think VMI is probably one of the more underrated programs this season, and they're ranked highly for a reason. So I am not going to lose and waver in my faith in them. This is going to be a pretty easy game for them. They are going to win, and they're going to win the Southern Conference. Sean, we're going to get to Fat Stats super soon. Before we do, though, I just want to talk to our listeners about Kainon. It's time to make your outdoor experience better with Kainon. Kainon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. They're made with Japanese optics that make their lenses clearer, lighter, and stronger. And they're Italian handcrafted frames that are impossible to scratch. Use the exclusive code KainonCast15 at Kainon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's KainonCast15. Kainon, clearly better. All right, Sean, we've got a really easy fat stat because this was plastered literally everywhere. It was even on ESPN College Football's social media. So, Sean, who is our fat stat this week?
Our fat stat, Alabama State, first of all, close personal friend of the show.
Yes.
Alabama State quarterback, Aquil Glass, 27 for 40 attempts. 440 pass yards. Wow. You're sitting here like, man, you know, I'm going to get an appetizer and an entree here for myself. So that's already getting pretty fat.
Mm.
6 pass touchdowns.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Is that a chocolate fudge sundae for dessert? Yes, it is. And 1 rush touchdown. I'm going to stop by McDonald's on the way home and get a late night cheeseburger.
Oh, my God.
Late night cheeseburger. That is a full, it's a 5-course meal at the table. And you're also eating food on the drive home back to your house. And the McDonald's is still pretty close to your house also. So it's not like you're driving out of the way to build more hunger. It's just to satiate your crazy fat id, your just needs as a glutton. So it's like a 5-minute drive to McDonald's. You get it. It's hot. You might even get some small fries with it because, you know, you just ate a 5-course meal. But you're sitting, you're driving home, small fries, you're eating 2 McDoubles. You're like, wow, this is the fattest day I've had all 2021. And that's what Aquil Glass's stat line this last year was, or this last game was. Very, very fat.
Yeah.
Who the hell listens to this show?
I don't know, but I absolutely love.
Who the hell could keep up?
I love Aquil Glass when he succeeds in seeing him do stuff like this, especially because whenever he slings it like this, and there were a lot of clips from him from this game, and he was launching the football, and we started to really see the glimpses of what we talked about, and hearing Ryan Roberts talk very highly of him as an underrated draft prospect. There's a reason why there's some hype around him, and a lot of people started talking and say like Aquil Glass is a name that people should still be aware of. Maybe not this draft cycle, probably the next draft cycle. Well, I don't know if he has any intention of leaving and coming out for this cycle, but the dude's going to get an NFL shot. He's got an NFL arm. He can gash opposing defenses. If he comes back for the next fall and he doesn't enter this year's draft class, he's probably going to put up numbers like this decently often. So keep your eye out for Aquil Glass because the dude is a monster. All right, Sean,
he's the best.
Yes. Thank you for throwing that last bit in there. I need to tell you folks about Sunday Scaries. And you've probably figured out by now from how much I am self-loathing on this show that I don't relax well with my crazy life. It's just hard for me to shut off my brain and chill. I overthink, I get easily stressed out, and it sucks. So I did my homework, found Sunday Scaries, which are delicious and vitamin-boosted CBD gummies. They've become a must-have in my daily routine, and they chill me out in just about 20 minutes. Basically, they help me take the edge off so I can maintain my composure and live scare-free. And there's no risk to buy. The company offers a 100% lifetime money-back guarantee. If the product's not for you, that's okay. You'll get your money back. Sunday Scaries is in the stress-relieving business, not the stress-causing business. I got you 25% off to prove it. Visit SundayScaries.com and use promo code BELIEVE for your discount. That's promo code BELIEVE for 25% off at SundayScaries.com. They're amazing, and you won't regret joining their squad. All right, Sean, now we get to do my least favorite part of the show now.
Let's get it going. Let's get it cranked up.
Screw off. I don't need you having it. We tied this week. Nothing happened.
Let's get it cranked up.
34-36 in favor of Sean. Sean, of course, jinxed the boys, even after Nick Massaroni posted on his story about hoping that Sean would not jinx the boys. Nick Massaroni, a former member of the band at Kennesaw
State. Let's give it up for
Massaroni. I don't know why you are burning my ears. Stop doing that. It is a very sharp noise.
You don't like my sound makers?
What is that?
Expired pills.
You're a buffoon.
In their pill bottles.
Are they painkillers?
Let's see here. I don't think so. I think it was for when I had mono.
Oh, that's fun. Well, you picked Kennesaw State. You coaxed me into picking Kennesaw State, and they got stomped out by Monmouth. And now Monmouth has the AQ for the Big South. So that's your fault.
Hey, I also picked the Citadel, who beat Furman, and you didn't get that.
Okay, well, I picked EWU, and you didn't pick Idaho. So sure. All right, let's get to this week, Sean. Let's get into picking these games. North Dakota, Youngstown State.
Since I am in the lead still, I will go first. I am taking North Dakota to win.
You've always gone first. Do you want me to go first? I will go first and skip
you. No, I'm in
you.
The lead. The person in the lead gets to go first.
That's never been the case because I used to always be in the lead. I'm going to take North Dakota as well. Sam Houston at Incarnate Word.
Give me Sam Houston.
Yeah, as nice as it's been to see Incarnate Word flash a little bit here and there, but I'm going to go with Sam Houston State. Well, they look
maybe shine.
They've looked good. Incarnate Word's Ward has also looked good, but Sam Houston's the way better program. They're explosive right now. Nothing is really slowing them down. Mercer at Samford. Who you got?
I am taking Samford to win this game.
Big mistake. Mercer. Delaware at Villanova. I'm such an ass.
Delaware.
I'm going to also go with Delaware. Portland State at Montana.
Montana to win.
I'm going
to
take Montana as well. Stetson at Davidson.
Davidson.
Give me Davidson 2. The Citadel at VMI.
I am taking VMI.
Why did I put the Citadel down?
The Citadel, big mistake. What are you doing?
No, I wanted to put VMI. You put VMI.
Oh, now you're switching?
I thought I put VMI down. I don't know why I put the Citadel down. Must have gone on autopilot.
Oh, for real?
Sean picked VMU, which, you know, if VMU doesn't win, you don't get the point there.
You just changed your bet lock.
It's not a bet. It's not a bet. And
pick.
We're not allowed to change them. That was a mistake. Okay? Relax. South Dakota State at North Dakota State.
I'll take South Dakota. Oh, wait. No. I'll take North Dakota State,
eat
actually.
Eat it. North Dakota State. Idaho at Northern Arizona.
Idaho.
I'm going to take Idaho as well. Oh, man. This is a high tech. We can't record when it's 8 o'clock in the morning my time because I am
it's
too
noon over here.
Well, I'm too high strung over here. You got me in a bad mood. I don't want to talk to
you. You're high strung. I'm dealing with I got to mail in a tax form this year. You know how stressful that is? Eh. All I've done all my life is work on the internet, and now I have to do send some physical mail. The older listeners of this show, I know they're rolling their eyes. My mom yelled at me a couple years ago because I forgot how to address a letter.
Okay, and?
She called me very, very stupid, and now I take I'm very, very stressed every time I have to write down or some physical mail and stuff. It's an issue.
Well, I hope you get audited. Is that not like the meanest thing that you can say to somebody when they're like actually responsible for things? Especially to a 22-year-old when they're like, or 23-year-old when they're doing it for the first time.
That's the craziest thing, is that right. There's no grace period. It's straight up,
yeah.
You are going to be, you have to get this right from your very first try.
Yeah, you do it right, nothing happens really. Maybe you get a tax return if you have a good accountant. If you do it wrong, you get audited. There's no in between.
Or possibly jail.
Yeah. It's kind of like parking on the street overnight and thinking you're not going to get a ticket.
That's a dangerous dance. Yeah. That's a very dangerous dance, man.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for our listeners for having to listen to our very lame real life problems. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Follow us on social media.
You gotta be relatable with the listeners, Joe. Everyone's gotta do their taxes. Everybody, you know, it's tax day coming up. Make sure to send them on in.
We are not relatable. We are not relatable. No.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Maybe we are.
Are we? Well, I'm heavy. That's pretty relatable.
I'm heavy.
You're like a big super nerd. That's relatable.
Okay, we're wrapping up the show. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on social media at Joe DeLeon, at Sanderson Radio, at Believe Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. Head to Believe.com at BLEAV.com to find our show as well as hundreds of other amazing shows. We'll talk to you soon, folks. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.